We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Gibbs got an opening. The acceleration! Jahmyr Gibbs! Touchdown, Detroit!
So fourth and two. And the Lions go for it. The Vikings bring a heat. The pass is a touchdown to Gibbs! From the 13, Gibbs left. Jahmyr Gibbs accelerates into the end zone! He's got the hat trick! And first and goal. And the inside run for Gibbs still going to the goal line! Number four on the night! A night to remember.
Good job, Gracie. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Might see you in 2 weeks for a playoff rematch right back here.
Wow! You guys look like you remember who the you are. That was unbelievable, man. Division winners, back-to-back seasons, and the number one seed.
Wow, what a game it was to end the regular season. Now, can the Lions finish the deal?
Feeling down and dirty.
You know, under the old system with two byes, that game would have not been meaningless per se, but it would have had a lot less juice. That's for sure. Hell of a game, too, and the Lions put it to the Vikings. Jahmyr Gibbs, pretty good. Welcome aboard. It is Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. I sent out a tweet today. I said, I was told there's no football tonight. I am adrift and I am melancholy. I did not love football nearly enough when it was going on. And then somebody reminded me, FCS championship tonight between Montana and North Dakota. And I'm like, okay, let's go. I don't know if I can get into that. I know this. It's going to be his regular Tuesday spot if he's around and available. It's time to talk to my man, Officer Hatch. The Cincinnati Flash. You know, he used to be a cop briefly. Saw the movie, Hey, Let's Be Cops, and he said, hey, that sounds like a great plan. I love it. Pulling people over, reading them their rights. Now he's just, you know, the premier, what does he sell? Fiber, data, connectivity. Hatch, you tell me, what do you sell in the DMV?
I sell GRC software, which stands for governance, risk, and compliance.
Ah, very good. Do you miss your policing days?
No.
Not a bit, right?
Not a bit.
Oh, golly. What a game for Jahmyr Gibbs, huh? Holy shit, four tutties.
Well,
pretty good.
He looked very, very explosive, but as I had been saying before, where nobody wanted to believe me, I've said it for the last 5 or 6 weeks. Wait for Sam Darnold, and he will be who he is. And that surely came out in this game and will come out in the playoffs when Minnesota takes an early exit.
Well, already people are saying that there is a – first of all, there is a documented post-Lions hangover. Most teams that go through Dan Campbell's squad don't play up to their usual self the following week. I think there's an emotional, psychological damage component after this game for them. And, you know, the Rams rested their players. Now, what do you make of Campbell saying to Kevin O'Connell, "I'll see you in 2 weeks"? Certainly the Rams' ears went, whoa. And the Packers' ears went, whoa, because they're planning on winning their games.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean, they're on a high. I mean, Detroit's looking real good. I don't know how they're doing it with all those defensive guys out, but those guys are playing hard for him.
Yeah, they really are. Well, they got two more guys back, which was key, and that is Anzalone, who's a great, just a kamikaze guy, great just pursuit to the ball. And then Melifonwu was also big to get back. They think Hutchinson says, if we make the Super Bowl, I'm going to play. I'm manifesting it. I don't know about that. The DB, Hatch, Robertson, apparently played high school against Justin Jefferson and said, I can cover him. And so they said, okay, give it a shot. And he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did do a pretty good job, but there were lots of times where he was open and down, and Sam missed him.
He did. He had eight overthrows in the game, and that was one of the high marks of his season so far. Some say he cost himself $50 million with that performance.
Oh, he did.
You think so?
He's Kirk Cousins 2.0.
But he'd been such a great story up
he
until
sure
now.
He sure has up until now when the time – when it really counts.
1 week ago against the Packers, he comes into the locker room. They douse him in water bottles. It's all rah, 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 rah. We love you, right, Sam. Man, this league can change on a dime. Amik Robertson, undrafted free agent, formerly of the Raiders. How about them apples, huh? Out of Louisiana Tech.
And played against Jefferson in high school, he said.
Yeah, that was the word that I saw. So, yeah. Anyway, what do you make now of the playoffs as they are currently set? Who do you like? Do you like the 2-1 seeds, Detroit and Kansas City?
Well, I'm kind of conflicted because at the beginning, in August, when Saquon signed with Philly, I went up to Charlestown, West Virginia, and put in a bet for Philadelphia to win the NFC.
Ooh. Okay.
So that $20 bet pays out about $800. So I want Philly to go, but I like Detroit because they've never been.
Yeah.
And they're finally having a good year, but I want my money.
Of course.
So let's go Philly.
Right. Let's talk about the money for a second. There is a number of bonuses or boni on the line on Sunday, including the biggest one, which was Tampa Bay's Mike Evans. $3 million needed one more catch, five more yards, end of the game situation. And not only did he get it, his team mobbed him. And many people think that the Saints laid down to help him get it because, look, it's a brotherhood. These players realize these fucking owners are so devious. Anytime we can help another brother get a record once the game is basically over, we're going to do it.
Yeah, 11 years of 1,000 yards receiving.
He's a badass.
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, he's a badass. Now, granted, 11, you know, 1,000 yards in a 17-game season only comes out to about 67 yards a game.
Right, just like a 1,000-yard rusher or breaking Eric Dickerson's record. I'm like, man, that doesn't count. You got an extra game if you were going to break it. I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah. So when I first saw that, I was like, okay, I don't know if that was Bush League or awesome, because I didn't know about, I had forgotten about the $3 million bonus. Then when I saw that it was for the bonus, I'm like, okay, forget it. It's awesome. Good for him. Right. Good for the players to help him out. This is how fucked up the league is. You know how dirty business pro football can
be. Oh, yeah, because I'm about to tell you one who didn't get his bonus, because good old Jerry Jones.
Knew
his boy was going to get his 500 grand bonus if he played one more game, and they still put Trey Lance in there. That's just dirt.
Cooper Rush was due. I've seen it as 250. I've seen it as 500. Was it 500 that he was owed?
500K. They said it today on ESPN.
Half a milli. Okay.
Greeny.
They have no reason to play Trey Lance. Haven't played him all year. There's not a thought of, well, maybe he's our future at quarterback. They know what they got in this guy. He's a bust. Sorry. It is true. And so they roll him out there, and then Cooper Rush gets, and then Jerry says after the game, I didn't know about that. I had no idea.
But your boy Shannon Sharpe said it eloquently today. He goes, Jerry, you're talking out both sides of your mouth. First of all, you said you bought the team. You bought an occupation. You didn't buy the team, and all the money flows through you, so you know where all the money's going. But yet, then you come back and say you didn't know Cooper Rush was getting a 500K bonus. So which is it? Which do you know where the money's going and who has it, or do you not know where the money's going and who has it? You're talking out both sides of your mouth.
Here was Jerry after the
Cooper Rush's contract incentive play into him not playing today. If he played,
I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know about it until I read about it. So nothing at all. Those incentives are in there for the team, and we put them in there so that if someone is, in his case, as a backup quarterback, has to play, they've got the financial incentives, but they're usually put in there because of people representing him, and they should be. So he did really earn some pretty serious incentives this year.
What did you think of Trey Lance's performance?
I thought he really played well, and I was really proud of him. He liked the way that he showed delivery on the ball, the arm strength, the way the passes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. You didn't know, but the money all flows through you. Yeah. Why waste my time with somebody else when the money has to come right through me?
Yeah. So here was Jerry. Clarence Hill Jr. after the game said Jerry Jones was asked if he would ever give up being general manager. No.
Oh, yeah.
Just no. I bought the team. I think the first thing that came out of my mouth when somebody asked after that transaction, did you buy this for your kids? I said, hell no. I bought it for myself. And I didn't buy an investment. I bought an occupation. And I bought something that I was going to do for the rest of my life. And that's what I'm doing.
Yep. I heard him say it.
I sent that to our mutual friend, Cowboy Mike, out there in Arizona. You know him. And he said, and he replied back, it is hopeless. We are never going to win until that old man is gone. And maybe not even after that, because you know his sons are going to take over.
Yeah, but his sons are more reasonable.
You think so? Yeah, because yeah, they're,
I
the
mean,
kid, they're not running it.
Steven kind of runs the team. Steven runs a little bit.
I know. So, but is he wrong, though? Is this wrong of Jerry Jones, who played football at Arkansas? I mean, he played.
He played football at Arkansas in the SEC in the 1960s.
I know.
Look at who he played next to.
Bunch of white guys.
Johnson's 5'7" and played defensive tackle. I mean, come on.
Jimmy Johnson was a D tackle.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes, he was.
Wow.
I mean, good. Great day in the morning.
Wow.
Football has way long passed you by.
Have
from
you,
a talent perspective.
Right.
I mean, but if you look at it, his picks, I mean, the picks from the draft really aren't that bad. It's just that he doesn't know now how to incorporate signing free agents and investing in players in free agency to kind of fill some needs.
Right. So have you seen any of the show Landman with
No.
Billy Bob Thornton? It's apparently pretty Mm-mm. good. It's from the guy who did Yellowstone. Did you watch any of Yellowstone?
No, I did not.
Okay. Here, Jerry Jones, whether or not you think he's doing a good job running the Cowboys, Hatch, is actually a shockingly pretty good actor. Here was a scene from him in Landman.
Now, I'm not saying I've done anything right, but I made my mind up a long time ago. I was going to work with my kids. They're involved in everything. They're involved in my leasing, oil and gas, real estate. And so when I got the Cowboys, I got it so that we could all work together. I thought I was doing it for them. But the one that got the most out of it was me. I just know it's not going to be this time, but you're going to be sitting here sometime in the future, laying here sometime in the future. And this room's going to be full of your business associates and the people you've worked with all your life. And more than likely, your children and family are going to be there because they're your children and your family. But you could have them there because they're the people you spent your life with, you worked with, you fell down with, you got up with. Not just Thanksgiving, Christmas. That's who you want to be with.
Now, that was to John Hamm, who was in a hospital bed, Billy Bob Thornton mm-hmm. as well, sitting in there. Pretty fucking good from Jerry. I mean, these are heavyweight actors he's in there with, and he
right.
delivers a convincing speech, in part because that's actually what he has done.
Exactly. But he said he bought the team for himself, not his kids.
Yeah. I don't know. There's worse owners you could have, you know. Would you trade Jerry Jones for John Mara of the Giants?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Now, if you ask me, would I trade Woody Johnson for Jerry Jones, I'd say hell no.
Okay. Well, John,
you heard about what he's doing.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. Let's start with John Mara. John Mara today announced that both Joe Shane, who traded away Saquon Barkley, who let him leave via free agency, let Xavier McKinney, a 27-year-old free safety who had 8 picks this year for the Packers, go via free agency. And Brian Daboll, who presided over just a nonstop shit sandwich of a team, keeping the two of them for one more year to see if they can get it right. I mean, wow. Like, I would have no confidence as a Giants fan. If this isn't a sign to go ahead and start over, I don't know what is.
Well, how long has he been there?
John Merrill? He was born into it.
No, he's the owner. Yeah, he's I'm talking about Daboll. How long is Daboll? I know they had a long
his time. His fourth year, I believe. I think he just finished his third year. So he'll be going into his fourth year.
I'd give him another year.
Okay.
I'd give him another year. I mean, they need he's not going to be successful. They need line. They need a quarterback.
They need a quarterback, period.
They need pick do they have?
You know what's crazy is they were sitting on 1-1 and then they won a game stupidly. So that
that was New England.
2 weeks ago they were on
sitting on 1.
I know. 2 weeks ago they were sitting on 1-1, the Giants, and then they won a game, so now they weren't. This week, New England was on 1-1 and they stupidly won a game, and then they fired Jerod Mayo.
That was terrible.
Well, I should bring out my Curb Your you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I mean, I know the old white hair guy that's on it, but I've never watched it.
Did you ever see the Fire the Black Man scene?
No.
Okay, so you know Wanda Sykes, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she's funny as hell. So she's there with Larry David's wife doing something socially, and they're trying to turn the TV on, and they had apparently had Larry had hired a tech guy, an AV guy, to help set up their home system. And then he fired the guy because the system wasn't working. And the guy who was the tech guy happened to be black. And then Wanda Sykes finds out you just had to turn the thing on. Or you can fire the black man. Classic.
Well, because I fired him. That's why.
You fired him? You fired him? Why you fired a black man?
I fired the black man because
He's the guy who set up the whole system here, and it doesn't work. And he's here, like, every week. I'm giving him checks.
Wanda,
we've got five remotes. I can't turn it on.
We have so many problems.
But I know, you know, black men can never do anything wrong.
Really,
I need to get fired from a job. Black people always do everything right.
You got to turn the damn satellite on for the TV to work. See the little green light? Just got to turn it on. Or you can fire the black man. Whatever works for you.
One of the funniest fucking scenes ever.
Oh, you can fire the black man. Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
I know. They did do him wrong. They did the brother wrong. Then you get up there, Robert Kraft, and you hang out with all these rappers. And then you get up there and say, well, I know I hired him and he wasn't going to succeed, but I got to fire him.
Yeah.
What the hell kind of statement is that?
Yeah, he claims.
You know, why didn't you say, you know what? We want to hire Vrabel and I really shouldn't have hired him. Like I spoke too soon, but I'm going to take care of him.
Yeah.
You can't say that. You obviously you don't want to say because you want to save face, but that's basically what you're doing.
You know,
you think you got something better,
right?
And you want to move on to somebody that you supposedly handpicked before Belichick went. He won one more game than Belichick, or one less game than Belichick, with that sorry ass team that he knew wasn't going to win. They spent no money.
There is a story that said part of the problem was Mayo didn't know how to play the media game in terms of saying things, like he kept kind of stepping in it with things he said to the media, which truthfully, Hatch, is a huge...
Belichick does.
Well, Belichick wouldn't step... Well, first of all, Belichick would just say we're on to Cincinnati in a monotone mumble.
Right. But he'd never say anything.
Right, but that was only after he had like four Super Bowl rings. He could do that because you just hold up your rings. And it's like, fuck you, I'm not going to answer your questions. For coaches that have no success or track record, you have, kind of have to play along with the media.
Yeah,
so,
you have to answer questions. Yeah, they're going to be some dumb questions. You got to sit up there and take it like a man. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you have to put up with their dumb narratives, and you have to kind of like,
right,
you know, deal with that and handle that. But Mayo was kind of all over the place at times, and that didn't really seem to pan out. But I don't know.
You got to give somebody a chance to learn. If you've never been in the position before and you make some mistakes, you got to give a person a chance to overcome the mistakes and say, okay, this is how we're going to move forward. You got to mentor the person. You can't just expect someone to jump in as a head coach and just automatically know everything to do.
Yeah. The 38-year-old did not communicate well regarding the quarterback battle with Jacoby Brissett and Drake May. Mayo noted how May had outplayed Brissett during camp, but then named the journeyman the starter anyway. Coach has also had multiple instances where he walked back comments. He said the Pats were ready to, quote, burn some cash in free agency, a statement that ended up looking foolish when the Patriots did little to improve their roster this offseason. He tried to downplay those comments, saying how money could be used over several seasons. He came under fire for calling his players soft after a loss to the Jaguars in October, overseas. He later clarified he meant his team was playing soft, not that the players were. He had to clarify a comment that some took as a dig at offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt, and then admitted, I'm still learning how these things work. Another example was he did not burn timeouts late in the loss, only to say the next day, I shouldn't have said that. It's bullshit the way that they have to deal with the media, these coaches. But it's a real factor in things. What I find is amazing is that, you know, Vrabel's the hot guy now, but Vrabel was available last offseason and he was cold product. Nobody wanted him. So the whole sitting out 1 year does wonders for coaches, doesn't it?
Right. Just like what I'm going to tell you what else does wonders for people is you get a player that played and you get him on ESPN pregame shows. And you start talking strategy and talking about what teams should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. And I draft this player and I do that. And then all of a sudden they get hired to be general managers or they get interviewed like good old Rex Ryan wearing his green jacket today and talking way different than he normally talks on Get Up because he wants a job. I'm like, the dude already was there and he was in two places. And what's up with the retreads?
I mean, they know how much coaches get paid nowadays. They want a shot at it.
And then you put people in positions with no experience just because they sound good on TV.
I agree. The Jets hiring Rex Ryan back again would be the biggest disaster ever, but it would also be right on brand for that dysfunctional franchise. So
dysfunctional,
you can agree.
You're right.
You would not trade Jerry Jones for Woody Johnson.
Hell no.
Okay. I think there's at least...
You heard about what Woody Johnson's all pissed off about, right?
No.
Because the media said he's been letting his 18-year-old nephew and his son, who's 24, I mean, not 20-something, but his son...
Run the team.
Influence decisions on the team.
Yeah. He had this come out
and then he got all mad. Said, that article is not real, and nobody went to the Athletic. The Athletic wrote the article. He's like, the Athletic, no one put their name to that. That is not true. He goes, do I let them sit in meetings? Yes, I do let them sit in meetings, but they don't have any decision-making ability. He goes, I do that because it's like an apprenticeship. And, you know, that's what happened with me, and my grandfather did it to my dad, and I'm trying to get these kids to learn early as an apprenticeship. Yeah, right, you old coot. You're up there letting that little 18-year-old boy tell you what to do or make suggestions, and somebody overheard it. Whether it's true or not, someone overheard it, and that's the narrative that they put out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's funny is that sometimes these kids actually have a better beat on things. Did you see the Hard Knocks offseason clip with the Giants where Joe Shane's son sitting in his office told his dad he should trade up and draft Jaden Daniels?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they watch more football. They have more time to watch football.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. The kids,
the kids are coaching too much.
Right.
Yeah.
The kid's like, Dad, you should really go up and get him. And he's like, I don't know, man. He's not going to be there when we draft. I don't know what it's going to take. And the kid said, and this is an amazing quote, he goes, Dad, you're only going to have this job once. Damn. You're only going to have this job. Once.
And this might be short-lived than you think, more short-lived than you think.
And the rest is history. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Speaking of coaches, so let's talk Dan Campbell for a second. I, along with a lot of people, had my eyebrows raised when he was hired and he gave his speech about biting off kneecaps. And I watched the first year of the Hard when they were on Hard Knocks, and he was giving these speeches about, you know, we got to get our opponents in the deep water and drown them, and it's going to be sharks coming at you, stick and move, and it was all rambling and everything else. And I did not say right away that I thought for sure he would be a meathead bust. I just said, well, we'll see, but if it doesn't work out, we're going to laugh about this whole bite your kneecaps off thing for a long, long time. Turns out he's a great coach. He's more than just a soundbite hatch. What is it right about Dan Campbell do you think that is working so well?
So, well, two things. One, he surrounds himself. As a head coach, you surround yourself with good coaches and people that know how to make good decisions.
And he's got two great coordinators.
Afraid, so he does. He's not afraid to have people in positions that are doing well. So he doesn't have that ego. Second, he was a player. So he kind of knows the talking that goes on in the locker room and the stuff that needs to be said or said or that is being said that we might not hear all the time.
Right.
So, and he just says it out loud for us to hear. And he reminded me of Mike Ditka when Mike Ditka first got hired. Just firebrand, was a player, knew what the players needed, and it was just different than what they had had. So it just brought in a whole different mentality. And all these players in Detroit are playing the brand of football. He's getting the players that play the brand of football that he wants.
Other than Vrabel,
they play hard for him.
Right. He and Vrabel are the two youngest ex-player coaches that are coaching now, assuming Vrabel gets the job again. Of course, Vrabel was in there in Tennessee. Apparently, Vrabel really pissed off somebody in the Titans front office that made it like, yeah, he's so getting fired. Because everyone thought he was doing a good job. I think one of the years he might have won Coach of the Year or something. But, you know, so I think the thing about these guys that played, they understand the motivations, fears, jealousy, aspirations, and testosterone of the modern player better than the older guys do. They know the modern NFL player better. And so if you can tap into saying, hey, look, I know you want to get the next contract. I want you to get the next contract, but we got a team here and I need you to play this role. And he's getting them to buy in. But they also drafted
great. Right. And it's a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a different way of talking to the new age player. It's not like Bill Parcells can't come coach now.
No, God, no. That guy, that prototype is gone. Just the aloof, hard ass.
Yelling at people, disrespecting them. That's done.
Yeah.
You know, you got to talk. People want to be talked to like men, and they want to be treated with respect. And they want to be, you know, I mean, a lot of people our age, we call the kids now soft, right? They can't take it. They can't take the yelling and the screaming. And it's true. They just
soft.
I'm not saying they're soft, but I'm just saying that they are different. You got to treat people different now. And that's what works with this generation.
Can they,
you know?
Yeah, they drafted great. And the Lions GM, and look his name up here in just a second. It's escaped my mind. But their 2023 draft might be the best four pick at the top, like a four pack of players. Here's who they picked in the 2023 draft. Jahmyr Gibbs at 12 out of Alabama. Jack Campbell, linebacker from Iowa, at 18. Sam Laporta at 34, tight end out of Iowa. And then Brian Branch, corner out of Alabama, with their fourth pick. How fucking good is that?
That is, and all of them are starting.
Yes. Bing, bing, bing.
And I think three of them made the Pro Bowl.
Yes. Brad Holmes, by the way, is the Lions GM. So, all right. I got a couple other things to talk about here with you, and especially when it comes to money and injuries. The Packers get a huge blow by losing Christian Watson. Looks like it's a torn ACL in the other knee that was healthy. He had hurt his kneecap, or he had some smaller knee issue in his left knee. And then on a non-contact injury in 15-degree weather in a game that would turn out to be meaningless against the Bears, blows out his right knee. So his status for early next season is now in jeopardy. He was just eligible to get a contract extension. This is a brutal blow, not only for the team, but especially for this kid, because, you know, he could have said, I don't feel right, I'm not playing. But he went along with what the coaches wanted him to do, because Romeo Doubs had gotten sick. And so they said, well, we need you out there. We're short on wideouts. He went out and he played, and now, poof.
Done for the next year and a half.
I mean, maybe the potential money lost with this.
Right.
And
he's going to have to prove himself again.
And I'm fucking pissed at the Packers. I'm like, I don't care that Doubs was sick. Bring a guy up from the practice squad. Somebody told me, Hatch. Yeah, somebody told me, Hatch, they go, well, you know, with only four receivers, you know, so much of your playbook you don't have, because a lot of them have five wide. I'm like, there's plenty of plays with four wide receivers. They got two good pass-catching tight ends, and they can run the ball. Like, go to your two and three wide-out plays. You still won't run out
of
them.
Who would say that anyway?
I don't know.
That's a dumb comment.
Yeah, I didn't really
buy it. You just condense the playbook. Say, all right, it's like when your quarterback gets hurt and you got to put your second-string guy in there. You're not running the same damn plays.
Or better yet, just rest as many people as you can. That's what the Rams did with McVay. McVay said, look, I think the Buccaneers are going to beat the Saints. Why wouldn't they, right? They're at home, heavy favorites. Right. They've got a lot to play for. They almost fucked it up, but they ended up winning, all right? But he looked at that, and he said, I'd rather my guys be healthy. So everyone of importance did not play in that game. They still almost won the game against Seattle. But he just took the stance of, there's a chance that if we win and they lose, we move up one seed. It really doesn't matter.
Right.
I kind of wish the Packers would have done that themselves.
And same with Washington. They took out Jaden Daniels. Like, take him out.
Yeah, because he was getting killed early on. He was, like, sacked four times in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, so, like, take him out.
Yeah. All right. Anything else from the weekend in the NFL as we head towards the playoffs?
Again, I want that money. Let's go, Philly.
I have found somebody who is even cheaper than Hatch. And when I say that you're cheap, I shouldn't say that. You're frugal.
Yes.
You are smart with your money, Hatch.
Yes.
For the most part. You have your things.
And we all have our vices.
Yeah, you have things. You have nice things, and you like nice things. But no, here is a guy that is right after your heart. Austin Eckler of the Commanders apparently lives in an apartment in Northern Virginia near Commanders Park and drives a $40,000, like, Dodge. And he was out in the snow today talking about how different this was from being in California.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Get indoor parking, for God's sakes. He's made $30 million in his career. Here's Austin Eckler out in the snow today.
So I've been in LA for the past 7 years and never really had to worry about getting a snow scraper. And so haven't, because why would I? But not in LA anymore. So, oh, snap. That is some.
So he lives like Barry Sanders. That's some deep snow. He wants to keep.
Okay. Don't you think he should get a condo, rent a condo, Hatch, with indoor parking in the Northern Virginia DMV area, for God's sake?
It never snows here, hardly ever. You know that. It doesn't snow like when we were growing up. Not anymore.
It gets hot. It rains.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying he's
walk out to his car.
Listen,
listen, everyone complains about all these guys that spend all their money and lose it and live so high on the hog,
yeah,
and they're broke. And then for a guy who wants to save his money and not spend it all so he can have some when he retires, what's wrong with that?
I am fine with it. I totally respect it. I just am blown away he didn't get a place with indoor parking, a garage. It gets hot as fuck in the summer. It rains. And yes, it does snow here, Hatch, every now and then.
Every now and then. When's the last time we had this kind of snow? 4 years ago?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
All right. Cop cars are closing in, Officer Hatch. We'll let you go for tonight, all right, buddy. We'll talk all to you right soon. Thank you, pal.
Yep.
See you later. All right. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.